Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is Emily. We are on the third issue of this Paper Girl story arc, and if you'd like to listen to our coverage of the last two, check out our last two episodes. So let's dive into this book. This one starts out with a couple more teenagers, which I have to question. Now, I never went trick-or-treating as a kid.
What?
Yeah, I never went trick-or-treating.
Whatever.
Was never allowed. Yeah. Yeah, I know your eyes are wide right now. With shock. Parents are really Christian.
But free candy.
Right?
Your parents weren't poor, per se, but, like, they had a lot of money. Free candy!
We also lived out in the country.
Touche.
The closest house was, like...
There's your problem.
Like, that wasn't a quarter mile.
Quit second-guessing yourself.
Yep, sorry. But what I was gonna say is, I don't recall ever... If I did trick-or-treat, I would not be out till, what, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning next morning? Like... How are parents okay with that?
I'm going to say hashtag 1988. I'm going to say hashtag parents are already asleep. Hashtag didn't have helicopter parents worrying about their children.
Fair. Okay.
And I say that as a helicopter parent.
No, you're not wrong. it was just... Also, they live in the city. I'm sure, like you said, 1988.
It's 1988 suburbs of Cleveland.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah. But get back to the story. We have these two teenagers on this football field at like the local high school. And they are looking up and they see the dinosaur storm coming out.
The metal AF dinosaur steeds.
Yeah. One of them, he was a like a cyborg zombie looking thing. And the other one, Gabrielle.
Yeah.
She was like a cat.
She's sexy kitty.
Yeah. In 1988, I don't think they did the sexy things back then.
We have always been sexy.
Fair enough.
Kitties.
However, like, so they're looking at the stuff going on. And apparently Terry thought this was the perfect opportunity to be like, hey, I can protect you. I've liked you forever. So he kisses Gabrielle.
Well, and it's also worth noting that he was drinking on the football field alone. Gabs comes running up and she's like, I was smoking weed with some friends and they just disappeared in front of me. And then that's when he's like, my chance.
Didn't say smoking weed, just said smoking. You can assume weed.
You know what she was doing. I mean, also, weed's not bad.
But it's the 80s. I mean...
Legalize it.
Yes. But it's also the 80s. If Stranger Things and the It movie has taught me anything, they just smoke cigarettes.
Oh. See, I'm too scared to watch it, so...
That's fair. But you watched Stranger Things, though.
I did. I just had to default to your knowledge.
That's fair. Either way, he kind of makes the moves and she pushes him away because... Fuck you. Why would you do that?
Yeah, the apocalypse is not your excuse to kiss me.
Yes. But as they are, quote-unquote, arguing, what did you call them before?
Metal AF Dinosaur Steve.
Yeah.
You have to do the guitar thing with it.
Well, that's why I'm going to let you do it. Okay. comes flying down, and we have this guy in this, what looks like a suit of armor, riding this pterodactyl-esque creature, with a light rod, he's holding that. And I have to make a note that he says scruddy teenagers. And this is the first time we hear this different language that they are accessing or accenting.
Yes.
The other times was just laughing.
Yes.
So, outside of the mummy ninjas.
Right.
You know, because those were just, you could not read what they were saying at all. But he takes up his light rod and he shoots both Terry and Gabrielle, and they vanish into dust.
Glitter dust.
Thank you. And then he pops this communicator of some sort off his chest.
It's like a comms disc.
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Because I have no idea what the hell is going on here.
In my head, I hear, pause two more stragglers, forwarding at Freak 5 the next. And then he hears bang, which is what we ended last issue
yes.
with. With same font and same coloring. Just going to throw that out there.
Is it really?
I appreciated it. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Oh, well, no, different coloring.
No, it's not. Different
but
coloring.
But same font, though.
Yeah.
Good eye on that one. And so we go back to the girls, the paper girls, and Mac is now holding the gun, and she is surprised that it went off, because she had no idea.
Weird.
Just gonna leave it at that?
Okay, your listeners don't know about my gleeful joy at one of our coworkers who got shot by his ex-wife. So, anytime that someone accidentally shoots someone that they know, or maybe even on purpose shoots someone that they know, I recall this man that I hate so much and took such joy in his demise.
He's not dead. Being I'm purposely not... shot by his wife. Gotta put that out there.
Yeah.
She willingly shot him.
And then she sat down on the couch and lit a cigarette and watched him bleed. Oh. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm gonna need more coffee.
Uh-huh, sure. So as we pan over to the other three girls, because if you recall, Mac was trying to rip the gun away from her stepmom, Alice. We see Erin, and now she has blood on her shirt, because she got shot.
Would you say she's got red on her?
No.
Ha-ha! I'm not sad.
Okay, fair enough. They quickly try to assess the situation, and Mac was like, okay, hey, I can get my stepmom to drive us to the hospital. Turns around, and her stepmom's gone now. She also disappeared.
Yep.
So, here is another question. What? So we saw the armored guy use his light rod and make the two kids disappear. Okay. Turn around. We also saw earlier with Wallace just disappear out of there. We see Alice disappear out of there. What qualifies?
Well,
and how do they just disappear? You think?
Remember what Alice said? She was dozing next to Mac's dad, and he disappeared in front of her.
Yeah, they woke up, heard the noise, and he was then gone.
Yeah, so, I mean, the vibe I'm getting off of this is very Langoliers.
I didn't think about that. Nice.
That's the vibe, not remembering how everything else shakes out further on down in the story.
Fair.
That's the vibe I'm getting. It's got a Langoliers feel to
it. Okay.
Listeners, Langoliers is a Stephen King. Is it a short story or is it an actual novel?
I think it's a novel because they made it into a two-night miniseries.
There's a made-for-TV movie about it that I would recommend. It is delightfully bad. Really good 90s bad. And basically, something happens on this flight. There's a bit of a blip. And everyone disappears.
Everyone that was awake disappears.
Everyone that's awake on this flight disappears. And the people who are left, who wake up, have to figure out what's going on.
They land on this, weird island or something, if
no,
I remember correctly.
Maine. They go back up to
Maine.
They
go back to Maine?
It's a Stephen King story.
Good point.
Should I tell them the ending? Like spoilers? Or
I mean, it's... It's a book that I believe was written in the 80s, a movie from the 90s.
Yeah.
So
like the whole story, they figure out what happened is because they were asleep during this blip, they got taken out of the normal timeline. And the Langoliers are these I don't want to call them beholder-esque, but they're like little nom-nom monsters that come and eat up timelines that shouldn't be and shouldn't be happening. And so the people from the flight have to get away from the little nom nom monsters, and they do, and they figure it out, and everything's great in the end, and everybody is happy, yada yada yada.
Except for the pilot.
Except for the one guy. Don't worry about the one guy. But that's the vibe that I'm getting out of this situation is that something has happened, We don't necessarily know what it is at this point.
We're working it out as we're reading the story. Yeah.
You know, we're figuring out what the little nom nom monsters are right now.
Okay. So they want, you know, Alice is gone, obviously. They have to get Aaron to the hospital. So Tiffany suggests that, you know, I'll drive.
Sure. You're 12. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, they're all 12. So, but she also knows that her mom is a nurse and knows the way. Ultimately, it's just she doesn't know the way, but she's driven it enough. Like, she doesn't know the streets and everything.
Her mom's not just a nurse.
Oh, she's a doctor. That's right. Sorry.
She's got that paper on her wall.
My bad. Of course, everybody's arguing about it, and Mac's like, all right, we'll go, but just make sure to bring the gun. I like that Aaron is like, no, please, I don't, no more bullets.
Yeah.
So they all tentatively agree to not bring the gun. So it's, okay, fine, whatever. On their way to the hospital, again, Tiffany doesn't know the exact route, but she knows, like, landmarks. Like, you know, if when you get to a town or you get to when you take a path enough times. But as they are heading there, they hear laughter and then talking over the walkie-talkie.
Ye's been 20 youngs. Renders now are be same fated as thy friend.
And they're all like, what in the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah.
I am like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
I get it.
I'm glad you do. I had no idea.
Oh, like, really? I figured out.
I can understand it to a point.
That's what I thought. I thought you meant like you didn't understand at all what he was
talking
about.
Oh, no, I can understand it to a point.
Okay.
Like, I can read a little bit in there, but I think the overarching thing is just like, I know you're saying words. I know what you mean.
Okay.
Kinda?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just, you know, they continue on, and they pass the delivery truck that delivers newspapers to everybody. And on the other side of that, they don't see it because the girls are driving, but we have the other two ninja mummies. And they come across the third one, the one that got killed.
I never noticed those two dudes were there. I just now noticed that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they were behind.
I just thought they cut to the next. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
That's fun. That's
good. Well, and I it's not like they were hiding there from them. I think they were just hiding. They're
just hiding
from.
In general.
Yeah. And they, like I said, they come to the third friend that's down. They grab their gun. They apparently have this futuristic looking gun. They're doing some more talking. No idea what the hell they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they we pan over to Aaron, and she is having a dream about Ronald Reagan.
Oh, something else I never noticed in this on this page. It's the Charlie Brown Christmas lake.
I just literally just noticed that.
And then in the same dream, look over on the next page, it switches over to it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Like,
I was wondering because
the panel down below
it. Yeah, her face. It looks Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's actually, wow.
God damn, this book is good. yeah. So no, in Aaron's dream, like she and Ronald Reagan are skating on an ice rink, as one does, or I'm sorry, out on a pond. Behind them, one of our space shuttles is blowing up Russian nukes.
Like you do.
And then she's like, she's asking in her dream logic, she's like, are we all dead? And Reagan goes, no, it's like Dad said, not everyone who gets shot dies. And Reagan pulls back his shirt to show how he's been shot.
Yep.
And then, yeah, like it cuts over to the... it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
I did not piece that together.
Yeah, and then like it, like last thing in her dream logic is Reagan is holding out a bleeding red apple
or black apple. Yep.
That's been shot.
Yep.
Oh man, I love dream logic.
And it also says the last thing that Reagan says is remember your papers.
Yeah.
So we go back to the girls, and Mac is yelling at Aaron to stay, well, not yelling, but telling Aaron to, you know, please stay awake because, you know, she feels really bad because she shot her.
Yeah.
Obviously, like you do. We get more of the talk on the radio.
Do you want me to?
You can if you want.
All right. For thine mortal plus sins, you will pay the charge ultimo, and all of thine fellow rat packs shall be same subjected.
I like how KJ is just like, what does all that bad Shakespeare mean?
Yeah.
But Tiffany starts to say an answer, but then KJ yells breaks because we then see the armored gentleman holding the walkie-talkie in front of them, and they squeal, hit the brakes and don't hit him, which is good. Tiffany comes out and she's gonna go talk to the guy, and he realizes really quick, because she's saying that we're trying to get our friend to the hospital, and he realizes that there are locals.
Yeah, are ye locals?
And so he grabs the translator disc,
mm-hmm.
holds it up to his throat, and then he starts talking to where they can understand him. And he's apologizing. He's like, I think he says, it must have been very troubling to witness all of what happened. And he says, I promise you won't remember a thing. And he points his light staff at Tiffany. At this time, we see KJ come out of the station wagon that they're in with the gun that they all, quote-unquote, promised not to bring.
Well, and KJ's like, well, no, you all promised. I said no such thing.
Yeah. And she's pointing it at this guy. And he's just like, look, I'm here to help your friend. I can save you all. And I will fix you. Just let me help.
Bang.
Another bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
And he goes down. We then see the ninja mummies and with their gun that they had. And they're just like, this has now just become a shit show. Like,
yeah.
It's not even a standoff because they fire, they kill this armored guy. And then they're like, all right, cool. Like, his gun's down, the other guy's hands are up. Like, he's given the motion of, we're not here to hurt you. But they did just shoot a guy. The other guy, the guy that did do the shooting, he grabs the translator. And then he starts saying, you know, trust us. Help is the last thing these old timers, referring to the armored guy, would have given you. And we're not aliens. He says that we're just like you. We're teenagers. As he takes his mask off. And they look like this. He looks more human than the other guy.
He's hot.
I mean.
No, he's hot.
Okay.
Yeah, he's hot.
Fair. Whatever. And that's actually how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Paper Girls story.